KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The tearing down of an unsafe Durban Central building has begun after being hit by delays. A large fire engulfed the seven-story China Emporium Mall 2 years ago. Experts say it spread fast because of the poor ventilation and overloading the building with stock. NewsWatch's Lauren Hendricks was in the CBD earlier today for the start of the demolition work.
The sound of drilling and the roar of the excavator sent vibrations into the ground, much to the giddy excitement of the spectator crowd of city officials, engineers and journalists. The demolition got off the ground when the digging machine broke down the first bit of wall and then scooping up the rubble. The parts of the steel support structure of the badly charred and condemned building poked through the concrete, a sign of its instability. Ward 28 Councillor Ntando Kutswayo says the building has been hazardous and an eyesore.
When this building caught fire, it lost its structural integrity. So at any point in time, it could have fallen and hurt someone or worse.
The building will be torn down over 2.5 months at a cost of 17 million rand. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban CBD.
The Electoral Court has given its reasons for its ruling on the former President Jacob Zuma's eligibility to be a candidate in the elections. It's ruled that Zuma's 15-month jail term for contempt of court is not a sentence under the Constitution. This decision is based on the constitutional provision disqualifying individuals convicted of an offence and sentenced to more than 12 months imprisonment from serving, but only after the appeal process is exhausted or the time for an appeal has expired. The Independent Electoral Commission is seeking clarity from the Constitutional Court on how to interpret that section of the law following the Electoral Court's ruling. A suspected drug dealer believed to have been supplying university students around Durban will spend the weekend in jail. Remy Simba appeared before the Durban Magistrates Court in Point today. The case has been postponed. The 47-year-old was arrested by the Hawks at South Beach yesterday. Officers confiscated drugs with a street value of over 200,000 rand. And the Azanian People's Organization has staged a protest against what they call a sham democracy. The party says the last 30 years of freedom have been a smokescreen hiding the challenges faced by millions. Azapo's supporters gathered on Queen Elizabeth Bridge in Johannesburg. Spokesperson Jabu Rakwena says Freedom Day should not be celebrated.
There has never been true freedom without land ownership and without being in charge of the commanding heights of the economy. Our professionals remain jobless. Over 30 million people have been rendered beggars in the land of their birth. They have been forced to depend on the state for grant system. This country truly needs a revolution. This country needs change to create jobs for our people.
Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. KKR going crazy against the Punjab Kings in the IPL. They are currently 143-1 after 10.5 overs. Sundowns with it all to do in their CAF Champions League second leg this evening. And plenty of rugby coming up locally this weekend.